Begin the current daf, Masechta Zevachim, daf Hey, begin the Amen. I'll begin the Tais Masel, the begin the words, Hagah, Metzinga Bebon Lachemisa. Yeah, so we do find that it comes after Deash, Shemei Meratz, and that it's valid, and even though it doesn't fulfill obligation. So then you could say the same thing, to what he answered to Rish Lakish, for Shalai Lashman, could also be somewhere in the middle, that it's going to be valid, but it's not going to fulfill obligation, which says, when Tayman Tayas to take a second look, he says, me dummy, is it comparable? What do you mean? A hani regarding shalai lishma lo yolu does not fulfill obligation. A bon lachamisa when it comes after death alu lagami l'shem chayva. It fulfills totally the obligation that the person has. According to the one who holds that the lien is biblical, the responsibility. If the carbon would be disqualified, the inheritors would have to bring another one, and therefore, so we see that. From the fact that they don't have to bring another one, obviously that means to say that there is a fulfillment of an obligation. And a fulfillment of the raisa, according to one says not biblical. If he separates both of them as insurance, where the one is insurance for the other one, if the first one becomes disqualified, they have to sacrifice the second one. Nimsa comes at the boin la'achamisa. When it is being brought after death, meratzin, it is considered a fulfillment of an obligation. That it's fulfilling the person's obligation, and you don't have to bring a second one. Which is not the case by shalal lishma when you change the designation of the kachim. So what's the comparison? Yeshem Tezid, you could say, is the mekamakim still damik tzas la dadi. Right, it's not the same exact as Tez asking this question, but it is a little bit similar. Le'in regarding the emeratzin ritzu gomer, that it's not totally fulfilling the obligation. Because the inkapar lames, because although it's fulfilling, let's say for the shibud for the achrayas, but there's no atonement for the dead person. And v'lav bar chiyuv abahu, he's not someone who's obligated to bring. It's because he became obligated when he was alive. But b'shina kodesh b'aylim nami, and so too by shina kodesh in the b'aylim shalosh shma in ritzigomer. It's also not a full acceptance. In that regard, they're comparable. So it says, "Tell me, you can say ma rai maisi." What type of proof is he bringing mibon la'achamisa from those that you bring the carbon after they're dead? Ato mi'alfina mina b'chamakim. Should we learn out from here for regarding old places? Shleishana akasev, that when the pasuk does not repeat by kachim halacha, the in elu mitzvah, that it's only as a mitzvah. The name of that you're going to say kishen v'le'alu, that okay, it's going to be valid, but it's not going to fulfill the obligation. Is that what we're learning out from bon la'achamisa? Which says no, the davka shina kedib shina bayam davka medami. We're only comparing regarding these two lashalad shmas. That boin la'achamisa, that we find that when it comes after death, she'in lebound, that there's no owners. A commercial lasham kasha, just like over there, it's valid, vein meratzin does not fill obligation. Kamekin can't, so over here, shashana is mebalib, which also, you don't have the owner because you change the owner. Vavakin lebalim, and as if you don't have any owners. And as the, Shidim Mukubetz adds on over here, and Bishin Kodesh, not Miyos, Bishin Baal, and Shidim Kodesh, but not Bishin Baal. So Bishin Baal is similar to Bon Lachamisa, and then Shidim Kodesh, not Bishin Baal. That's why they have the halacha. But in general, no, in the Chalam, we wouldn't necessarily say that we could learn out from this halacha, this concept, that whatever you have a Kodesh, that you weren't Kachan Akasal Akiv, that it's not going to fulfill your obligation, not necessarily. Let's say she brought her oila umesa and then she died. Lo yodiyo yerushin chatasa. So inheritors don't bring her chatas. In chatas lachamisa. Now, mashmat sounds like avlam hoisi choyla lehivi chatasa ach oilasa. But if she would be able to bring the chatas after her oila, it's just because she's dead, so you can. But then also leilasa l'shem oila, then the oila would be valid as an oila. Chemash b'tar eskayin meparshas ishka sezriya. That sounds like in the tar eskayin she mevi oilasa tchila. That if she brought her oila first, tobi chatasa. She brings her chatas memin oilasam from the type of her oila. B'chein b'misachtes kinim at the end of Perek Beis. So it says to Tamei to one because the Perek Tamei Neshchad Digmar Pesachim Nafnei Tezman Alfa Amin. We say Ze b'ni'av. This is a rule. Shekol chatoyis chodemes loilas ha'if, and that all chatoyis come before the oilas ha'if. Afil chatas ha'if loilas behema, even a bird chatas before an animal oila. Afil diavid come at the pasul. And says so. Maybe you would answer that's only because the chilun. It's even after the fact. It's possible. Min mishani for the fact that the gemara answers shani olis mitzayra. Oh no, ol mitzayra. The mitzayra's oil is different. Rachman aman teres says vahela. Sheli kvar was already brought up. Vayin the yavid meaning oh there it's going to be kosher b'di yavid. where the Lekitchila, Chatzis Kedemes, because initially, just that the Chatzis comes first, Kedachse Behedi Bekra, like it says explicit in the Pasuk, Shmamino Debi Alma Debi Abed Loi. So, okay, you tell me that by the Metzairah, okay, but the Abed's going to be okay. But not Lekitchila. But it sounds like that in general, even with the Abed's not going to be okay. But how could, so why are you saying that it's only because she's dead? But I mean, you can't bring it because the oilo can't be first before the chatas. So, but Tetzra Reb Chaim answers the Hoadin. No, the truth is that the Be'alma kosher the Eved all throughout. It's always kosher by the Eved. I but the Bay Krabim and Sarah, so why bring only a pasuk over there by regarding Mitzrayah? Because there it says the idea of Havai, which is as is, which Zoistia says this should be. Babi Yossi, hey, it has to be as it is. The Mashmei Kubur, that sounds like it's critical. It's even Ma'akab B'di'evit. Kedam Per Kamen Nachas and of Him and Aleph. And therefore, that's why you have to come and say that, no, but the B'di'evit is going to be kosher specifically over there, but it's really everywhere. Nearly, it appears to me, the Afin L'chatz of Oilah Shali led this. We learn that the Chatz of a woman gave birth, M'chatz of Oilah Shal Matzaira, the Gila Kasa, the Pasuk reveals, them also Oilah Tchilik Sheira, Mevahela, that if you do the oila first, it can be kasha from this word vehela. Kedisa perik tam nishchad gemar pesachim of nitzesim and alf. Vila kroda vehela. Now, if you didn't have that pasuk, the machsher that validates how you poisel, we would disqualify b'chol makom in all places. Mitam diyesh mechusus man lebe bayem, because it actually would be possible with the eved. And yeah, we're learning out for all places from this idea, because it would be considered mechusus man lacking the time of when you're supposed to do it for that day itself. Because shama kasev l'hakav chatzis koydim la'ila, because the pasuk tells you to do the chatzis before the oila. And therefore, it's mechuzas matz. Like it's like missing the time. It's not yet even kosher to even bring it yet. Fil ba'alma, even in general, the lekatia where it doesn't even say the mashmei kuba, which sounds like that it should be critical. How do you know this? You should know the tan perikam nachas. We learn the first perikam nachas of him and av hikdim chatos la'ashamai. If the chatos is brought before the ashem, lo yeh echad memaras bedamai. No one should mix the blood. It'll taste of his reif. It should be taken out to be burnt. Come on, it says hodim evsal. This there is disqualified. Lamisham tia, not because of the word tia. Do lekoyash ashchita. Because that's not going on shechitim shem d'lav avodah. It's not an avodah. On the time d'yesh mechutz zman l'bebiyim, because it's lacking the time when it's supposed to be brought for that day itself. Shema kasa l'haktim ashem t'chila, because the Torah tells us to bring the ashem first. B'zeh atam, and this reason, lama lo yiyah gabi chatzis v'ayla ba'alma. So why shouldn't that be also regular chatzis noil in general? V'kach itzuch v'hela b'mitzor, therefore you needed the word v'hela b'mitzor, l'hachshir, to validate in general. V'gamin menemen v'gamim ene ba'alma. We learn that from it in general. To qualify. It makes them oil lechatas if you brought oil before the chatas. But we don't learn that from there regarding chatas and ashem. Kim kabans kamaisim, only kabans like them. Says Baruch, and therefore by the chatas ashem, that's what we're saying. That's going to be a puzzle. Can you make this master begin the words zigmar leviu yershin chatasa? So the yershin can't bring her chatas. Hagirsa mishabeshes b'teres kainim. So in the teres kainim, this girsa is mistaken. As we contrast it to what our Gemara is quoting, impression Menachas Parakam, and says, I explained the Menachas in the first parak of Dalam and Beis. He says, "Not to begin the word Gemara, Ashem dele Asal Achamis Menol." Where do we know that Ashem cannot be brought after death? So it says, "It's a wonder because Kibna El Bishlamim Nichilei." Since the Gemara is asking, you're saying it does work by Oil and Shlam that it is Kasher. It's just not Miratzim. So, Nelef Hashem Minayu, Be'akesh, does it say Torah? Should learn from Hekesh. Well, I'm only Mitzvah Svesecha. Why didn't Mitzvah Svesecha? You could learn from him here to Hashem. Yishlemish has tastes, we can say, no, the Adirab, to the contrary. I mean, I would have said Ipcha the other way around. Nelef Shah Kachem Hashem, the Lost Eklal. Learn the other Kachem Hashem that it doesn't come at all. And therefore, you wouldn't know which way to make the Joshua. Therefore, you need Mitzvah Svesecha to tell you this halacha. So that's what's saying, that oyle shlamim, they're kashvei maratzin, and we know that the mekabonis that come after Misa, and we're not learning us from them, because maybe you learn out them from Ashram. It says, Mata begin the word, Zimara Ashram lelese kla. So it says, Teis, it's a wonder. Hale yitzuk meisvesecha klal, you don't need meisvesecha at all, elul Ashram, only for Ashram. Because all other kashim know from logic, I mean, like we said, they don't need a pasuk to also lachamisa. So we already know that halacha, that they're kasher and just not alu. So how could you say that that mitzvah secha should teach you only other kashim, not for ashem? Yeshem says you can say is the hashda hod the bema hutayman. No, the Gemara at this point, you're right, is retracting from that reasoning. Davagav the Amalei, because even though he said to him, "Meidin lach ba'ayla," I agree to you regarding the carbon ayla, that it could be brought lachamisa. La'oy mekain, he really didn't say the elmatech dechri on because he was pressed, but really at this point, the Gemara really fell off from that svar, and that to learn that other kabbanas from la'achamisa, and that's what we're saying. Maybe this pasuk is only for other kabbanas, not for asham. It just must begin the Gemara. Hashar kol hakadoshim, and regarding all other kadoshim, I feel the shalolishman kasher. Even if it's shalolishma, it's going to be kasha. Now, so it says you can say lomali aisa. Why do I need aisa to exclude that only chatas is possible shalolishma and other kadoshim are going to be kasher? What do you mean? I mean, the tzrichi kroy la'akav v'pesach v'chatzas. From the fact that you need a pasuk to tell you that by pesach chatzas is going to be critical, mechlal d'shar kashrim k'shem. The inference is all other kashrim are kashrim. And v'chitim begin to say neilav minayu. That what do you mean? We should learn out from them. No, you can't say the malahano shekin tzad karis. They have an element of karis pesach chatzas that all the karbanos don't have. So maybe they only have the stringency. You can't be learned from the pasuk that compares all the kabbanas to each other. Then, if that's the case, then the pasuk should have written that it's critical by one of them. The pasuk oibachatas, the other one you learned from a hekesh, including with all the other ones. So, this takes the question: why do you really even need this mute of oisa? You should know it from an inference. It says, "Mata begins gemach malah shlamim." Well, what are you going to say? You can't learn from shlamim because shekain twin nesachim, they require libations. And look, it's in the smicha, but don't say and leaning on the carbon, because the ashram nami turns smicha. Carbon ashram also requires leaning on the end, because I'm the carbon pick and the yadav manav. Now, Rabbi Chaim Peter, she explains actually the mishum ashram mitzayra matil mikat smicha. There is an ashram, the ashram of mitzayra, so then you could say smicha. Lamandam reish kolab sulam, later on the flamagim manav, the smicha lav de raisa, so then you could have this girsa and say that, according to the sheet, said you don't require smicha in the Torah. Then you could say, okay, then you can't learn out from shlam that has smicha. And it says, must begin with the words, Teidel will disprove. So the Gemara is saying, the yeshnim b'tzibur. The Gemara says, yeah, b'teidichiach. Which, that's not by tzibur. Now, avagav dashkachan oyle shabal b'nidva tzibur, although we do find a common oil that brought a donation of the community, shemikaitzim and asemizbeach, that they could use for like the dessert of Mizbeach, and v'shlamim le'osu b'nidvas tzibur, that although you could bring it on Ayla, but that's what Taisa is saying, that whether the guest is tayyid v'shlam, they don't le'osu b'nidvas tzibur, they don't come as a donation for the community. The metin lo b'teres kainim, the teres kainim excludes it, b'parashat v'im minatzayin kaban l'zebach shlamim, to say that they don't come b'tzibur. And so to Taida, which has Allah like Shlamim, and therefore that's what saying Taida Yechiyah will disprove this idea that a Tzara Shava doesn't have Shekin Yeshna Metzibah.